Shalom to all! Welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the first Aliyah in Parsha's Shlach, and we know that Klal Yisrael is on their way into Eretz Yisrael, they're about to enter, however, we first have to have Shlach and the story of the Meraglim. Vayedaber Shalom Moshe Lemar, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Shlach lecha anashim, send out men for yourself, v'yasu Eretz Kanan, and they shall spy or scope out the land of Canaan, asher ani nosel b'nei Yisrael, that I'm giving to the b'nei Yisrael, ish echad matei v'yosef tishlachu, you shall send out one man to the shevet of his father, kol nasi behen, each one is a leader. And Moshe sent them from Midbar Paran by the word of Hashem. Kulam Anashim, all of them were men. Rashi Bnei Yisrael Hema, the leaders of Klal Yisrael. Rashi Pasuk Aleph tells us, Shlach Lecha Anashim. Rashi asks, Lama Nisvacha Parshas Meraglim Parshas Miriam. Why is it that the whole topic of the Meraglim comes right after the story of Miriam, where she got saras for speaking Lashon Har about Moshe Rabbeinu? Lefisha Loksal Iske Diba. That's because she got struck because of Lashon Har she spoke. Shedibra Bachia. She spoke about her brother. Roshayim Halalu, and these were Shayim Ra'u. They saw this happen. They did not take Musar, and they spoke Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. Shlach lecha, send for yourself. L'daitcha, for you. Ani eini mitzav lecha. I'm not commanding you to do this. Im tirtza, shalach. If you would like to, then you can send these spies. L'fisha ba Yisrael v'amru. Since Klal Yisrael came in, they asked Moshe Rabbeinu, Nish lecha anashim lefaneinu, let's send out men in front of us. K'masha nemar, like it says in the pasuk, V'atikravon eilai kolchem. You all came on to me and asked me this question. Moshe nimlech v'shchina. Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem what he should do. Amar Hashem responded, Ani amarti lohem shei taiva. I told him already that it's a good land. Shenemar, it says, Ale eschemei on Mitzrayim. Chayehem, by their life, sha'ani noisel lohem makam litais. I'm going to give them room to error. B'devra ha'meraglim, with the words of the meraglim, l'man la'yirush. So they will not be able to inherit it. Pasuk Gimel and Rashi tells us, Al pi Hashem, Brishusai, it was with Hashem's permission, Shlo Ikev al Yodai, he didn't prevent Moshe from sending the Meraglim. Kulam Anashim, all of them were men. Kol Anashim Shemikr Lashon Chashivas. Anytime it says the word Anashim in the Pasuk, that's referring to someone who's very chashiv, they're important, they're a good person. V'aisa Shak Shem Hayu. At that point in time, they were decent, good people, and only afterwards did they end up going down the wrong path. So back to Chumash Pasuk Dalud, Ve'ela Shmaisam, this is their names. Lamate Ruven, for the Shevet of Ruven, Shamua ben Zakur, Lamate Shimon, what was his name? Shafat ben Chayri, Lamate Yehuda, his name was Kalev ben Yifuna, Lamate Yisachar, Yigal ben Yosef, Lamate Ephraim, Shevet Ephraim, was Hashea ben Nun, Lamate ben Yamin, Palti ben Rafu, Lamate Zvulun, what was his name? Gadiel ben Saidi, Lamate Yosef, Mate Menashe, Gadi ben Susi, Mate Don, Amiel ben Gemali, Lamate Asher, Sisur ben Michael, Lamate Naftali, Nachbi ben Vafsi, Lamate God, Geuel ben Machi, Eile Shmais Hanoshim, Asher Shalach Mashal, Asuris Haaretz, these are the names of the men the Moshe Benu sent out to spy or to scope out the land by Kromoshe Lohashea Benun Yahishua. And Moshe called Hashea Benun, he changed his name to Yahishua. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes Zayin. Why is it that Moshe Benu changed Yeshua's name by Kromoshe Lohashea? Hispal Olav, he davened for him. Ka Yeshiachem Etzas Meraglim, Hashem should save you from the plan of the Meraglim. And that's why he added an extra yud from Hashea to Yahishua. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Zayin. Vaishlach Hosam Moshe Lasuris Etz Canaan, and Moshe Benu sent him out to spy land of Canaan, Vayomer Aleim, and he said to them, go up from the south, and then go up to the mountains. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Why is it that he told him to start from the south? That was the lowest part, the least exciting part of Eretz Yisrael. This is the way that a merchant goes about his business. First, he shows the lowest quality merchandise. And only afterwards, he shows the best. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu had in mind. They should start out from the lowest quality, if you will, of Eretz Yisrael, and only afterwards go up to the mountain, go up north and see exactly what Eretz Yisrael is all about. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Ches, he continued telling them, Ur Isa Mesa Arts Mahi, and you shall see the land what it's like, Vesa Amah Yishev Aleo, and the nation that dwells on it, Hechazak Hu Harafe, is it strong or is it weak? Hama'at Hu Imrav, is it few or is it many? Umaha Arts, what about the land, Asher Hu Yishev Ba, that it dwells in it? Hatoiva Hi Imra'a, is it good or is it bad? Umaha Arim, what about the cities, Asher Hu Yishev Bahena, that it dwells in? Hav Machanim Imbimivtsarim, are they open cities or are they fortified cities? Umaha Arts, what about the land, Hashmeina Hi Imraza, is it fertile or is it Hayeshba Eitz Im Ayin, are there trees in it or not? Veis Chazaktem, and you should strengthen yourselves, Ulakachtem Mipri Aretz, and take from the fruit of the land, V'hayomim, and those days were, you may be crying of him, the days of the first ripening grapes. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Ches, what exactly was Moshe Rabbeinu asking them to do? As Ha'aretz Mahi, what's this land? Yesh Aretz Megadels Kibarim, V'yesh Aretz Megadels Chalashim, there are some lands that produce strong people, and some lands that produce weak people. Yesh Megadels Ochlosin, V'yesh Ma'etes Ochlosin, there are some that produce large populations, and some that produce small smaller populations, Hechazaku Arafe, Simin Masar Lehem, he gave them a good simin, a good sign. In Beprozim Yashvim, if they dwell in open cities, Chazakim Heim, that means that they're very strong, Shesemchan Al Gvarasim, because they rely on their own strength, they're not afraid of anyone, they don't have to build a wall around themselves, Vim Be'arm Betsuris Heim Yashvim. However, if they dwell in fortified cities, Chalashim Heim, that means that they're weak, and that's why they have to surround themselves with walls. Pasak Yetasin Rashi, Hav Machanim, Targumai, Targum Onkelos translates this as Habepatschin, Kurachim Petsuchin, and Pesuchim Me'in Chaima. These are open cities that do not have a wall around them. Hatayvahi is a good. What does that mean is a good? B'mayana susahaymas tayvim ubrim. Does it have springs and deep wells that are good and healthy? Pasuk Chaf. Hayesh ba'etz. Are there any trees? What does that mean, hayesh ba'etz? Im yesh bahem adam kasher sheyagin aleim b'schusai. Is there a good, decent man over there that can protect them with his merit? So etz over here is not referring to trees. It's actually referring to a person that's good, he's kasher, and will he be able to protect them? Bikurei anavim, yamim shanavim espashlim b'bikur. And that is when they were sent out. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up with the second aliyah tomorrow to see what exactly the Meraglim's travels were like in Eretz Yisrael. Everyone should have a wonderful day.